Have you ever dated or been in a relationship and things just didn't go the way that you wanted to go? It just didn't pan out the way that you had planned. And it could be that the relationship ended and you felt that it shouldn't have, right? Or maybe it could be the fact that it's not going in the direction that you want to go or at the pace. We all deal with disappointment when it comes to expectations of other people's as well as our needs and wants. The art of unbotheredness isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending that you're not affected by what happens to you or around you. It's really more about cultivating resilience and inner strength to handle life challenges with composure and a sense of peace. And you do so by embracing unbothered living. We can easily find ourselves in situations that makes us uneasy, and it really and truly can bring a complete cloud over our whole vibe, our whole day, our whole week. When you channel unbotheredness, you end up finding the courage to move forward when faced with adversity. In this episode, I'll be sharing a few practical tips for fostering unbotheredness in relationships. Now, remember, unbotheredness does not mean that you are ignoring your emotions or pretending that everything is fine when it's not. In this episode, we are going to go over four things that you can do. Now, there's plenty more, and I dive deeper into these techniques during the event titled The Act of Unbotheredness. And depending on when you are checking out this episode, either the video or the audio, the event, you may be able to catch it live. And in the event that you don't catch it live, the replay is always available. I want to encourage you after this episode, and I give you these four amazing tips to go to the Dating While Black podcast website and search in the search bar Art of Unbotheredness or check out our events and register or catch the replay. So, talking about unbotheredness, when we are dealt a hand when it comes to anything in life, the way we bounce back really and truly depends on how we view the situation and how well we respond or react to it. Like I said, unbotheredness isn't acting or fronting like everything's okay when it's not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, tip number one, you want to practice self-reflection. Take time to understand your emotions and reactions to those challenges. When I say take the time to understand your emotions, I mean dig deep, because self-awareness is really and truly the first step towards cultivating unbotheredness. When a certain situation occurs, within your dating journey or within a relationship, you want to really and truly dive into your emotions, right? By dissecting them. Why are you feeling this way and what are you feeling, right? And then pay attention to how you responded or reacted. Now, knowing that we can't change things in the past, right? And how certain triggers may affect us. But it's important when you're practicing self-reflection that you really and truly take a magnifying glass to the situation, how it made you feel, and how your initial response was, your initial reaction. Taking a step back to see how you respond to certain things is a level of self-awareness that you need to move towards this idea of having a level of emotional intelligence to be able to navigate gracefully through challenges. So, number one, practice self-reflection. Number two, it is important to prioritize self-care. Make self-care a priority in your life. And that's when relationship is great and relationships are not as great. You want to engage in activities that promote self-care. A lot of times when it comes to dating and relationships, especially in the beginning phase and maybe throughout, people sometimes allow their needs to kind of take a back seat. Get you a self-care routine or regimen, and maybe you already have one. Beef it up, add some new things, incorporate some new things, right? When you prioritize self-care, you begin to engage in activities that nourishes your mind, your body, and your soul. And this in itself helps you maintain a sense of balance and peace. When you are prioritizing self-care and you have that level of peace, it can be a little bit of a challenge for anything negative to come in that knocks you off of your feet. Not saying that it won't, but when you are balanced in the areas of self-care, it really and truly allows you to navigate through certain types of disappointments and challenges as it relates to dating and relationships. Number three, you want to, for the most part, let go of attachments. Recognize that not all relationships are meant to last forever, and allow yourself to gracefully let go when a relationship reaches its natural end. Letting go of attachments are so key because so often we have in our mind the way we think things should go. And regardless of how things are really going, all we're looking at is that finish line. In the meanwhile, we're going through the motions, right? Without really and truly paying attention to the present. And letting go of attachments does not necessarily mean letting go of the person. Sometimes letting go of attachments means that we are letting go of our idea of the way things should be. Not stating that we change our expectations, but when we realize things are not in an alignment, instead of continuing to fight it, you look back and you say, okay, you become to get a reality check of how things are really going. Have you ever dealt with a friend where you're like, look, this is what it is, and they're so focused on the way they want things to be? It's the same, letting go of attachments, either when the relationship is over with, letting go and release, or just paying true attention to what you are experiencing and how the relationship is going, and then being able to make the clear and concise decision as to what the next steps are. And the fourth thing I will share with you, which is extremely important, is to learn from experiences. View relationship challenges and courtship challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Every experience, both positive and negative, can teach valuable lessons. You can look at a pattern of experiences and say, hey, well, maybe I need to tweak this, or maybe I need to pay more attention in this particular area. Life lessons are extremely important and they help us build better experiences. Now, I shared four with you, and I have a fifth one as a bonus. Surround yourself with positive influences. Keeping positive people around you who uplift you and support you can definitely help you feed into unbotheredness living. Positive influences can help you maintain a sense of calm and resilience when it comes to your overall outlook. Now, these are just a few tips. In the event, we go deeper than tips and we share a lot more than I've shared today. In closing, I just want you to remember that unbotheredness does not mean that you are ignoring or not even addressing how you feel. Things happen in relationships and in courtship that can really, really hurt our feelings, our pride. It can really have us challenge our sense of worth or even our judgment. And pretending that we're not affected by what happens is not really and truly healthy. Unbotheredness is really about a shift in mindset, an ability to pause and really and truly look at the situation and handle those challenges that are presented to us with composure and a sense of peace. In closing, I'll say that embracing unbothered living means that we are attempting to free ourselves from negativity and find the strength and the courage to move forward, even when faced with disappointment and adversity. You know, no one said that dating and relationships are ever going to be easy. Even with your perfect match, there are going to be things that disappoint you. And the way that you handle those situations and those circumstances can really and truly affect the overall outcome of the relationship, as well as your own mental health. The art of unbotheredness is a wonderful gift that you have control of. You have the ability to navigate through certain things within life gracefully. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.